My name is Margaret Cox, and I was born in 1942, which was during the war. And I was brought up in an area of Southbourne, of Woodside Road, at a garage that my father owned and had owned since 1927. So he was there during the war, and we had facilities for, at that time, the army and their trucks for maintenance to be done to them in a very large garage area at the back, which had an inspection pit, which was an extremely useful item in those days for them. And after the army, we latterly then had the American GIs, and they used to bring their tanks down through the driveway between the two houses that belonged to the property. And I believe at the time that the tanks had about a 4-inch clearance either side of them between these walls going into the garage. And I can remember riding one of these little tiny metal triangle bicycles, I think they were at the time, in the garage, hairing round this because it was empty after they'd all gone, to be called out by my mother to come out because there were glass tanks in there full of tubes, full of acid, that were used for the batteries for the tanks, for the charging up of them. And like a tomboy that I was, because I had two older brothers, backed up the bicycle to go down the driveway, and I can remember doing this, only to have the back wheels of the bike go down the pit, followed by the bicycle on top of me, which resulted in a rather nasty split eye. Anyway, I managed to survive it, and so did the eye.